I won't lie to you, Shepard. Things look bad. A rogue specter's trouble. It's Saren. He hates humans.
Set the charges. Destroy the entire colony.
He has an army of Geth at his command, and he won't stop until he's wiped humanity from the galaxy.
I'll find some way to take him down.
Saren has allied himself with the Geth and had something to do with that beacon.
Shepard!
Every colony we have is at risk. Every world we control is in danger. Even Earth isn't safe.
Your species needs to learn its place. You can't possibly understand what's really at stake.
Let's talk about BioWare as a company. How long has it been around?
We incorporated formally in 1995, but we were doing stuff for a couple years before that, too. I was a co-founder along with Greg Zestchuk at BioWare back in 1995.
What was your first game?
Very first game was a game called Shattered Steel.
Okay.
And it was sort of a metal, basically a mech warrior kind of a game where you're kind of walking around, big robots walking around. Yeah. But it was a really, really cool game. It was, for the time, it was very advanced, too. It had a lot of multiplayer features, and great storyline, great graphics.
This is Casey Hudson. Casey, now what's your role here at BioWare?
I'm the project director on Mass Effect.
Okay, now Mass Effect. This is a highly anticipated title. I know a lot of our viewers have been saying, get some coverage on Mass Effect. You know, we want to learn more about it. So let's start at the beginning. Give us an overview of what is the game Mass Effect about.
Well, Mass Effect is an action role-playing game. It's set in the future, about 200 years from now.
Okay.
And in the game, you'll actually become a Spectre, which is a agent that's really put in charge of dealing with the most difficult and scary problems in the galaxy.
Mm-hmm. And now, what are some of those problems? Let's talk, because I think people are very well aware that there's this machine race that comes, right, and demolishes all of humanity. And talk to me about that.
So one of the first things that you'll discover in the game is you kind of get used to the fact that, you start out, you're a veteran of the human military alliance, mm-hmm. and you're sent out on a mission. That's one of the first things that you learn about is you kind of gain a little bit of insight into the fact that there seems to be this cycle of extinction. And every 50,000 years or so, the legend is that a machine race comes through and basically wipes out all life in the galaxy. And there's a rogue Spectre agent out there that's trying to bring all of this about again. And so you're basically going to go out and figure out where he is. Basically, in Mass Effect, you create your own character. You can be male or female. And whether you're male or female, every line that you have in the game, you can choose what you're going to say fully real-time. It's like being real-time in control of a movie conversation or action scene. And then, of course, combat plays out as a real-time third-person shooter.
And your choices will affect the plot and the storyline and the outcome?
Yeah, very much so. And when you create your own character, you're deciding what you're going to be good at, what kinds of things you want to be able to do when you're out there at the edge of space and in the galaxy. And then as you develop over the course of the game, the choices that you make and the way that you develop your character, all of these things start to play into the way that you'll experience it, which is very different from what your friends experience.
And what are some of the choices that you can make in terms of, like, skills? Or, in typical RPGs, you're a mason or you're a warrior. What are some of the roles you can take on in this game?
Well, it basically starts with three separate, approaches to gameplay or problem solving. One of them is the soldier, traditional weapons and armor and stuff like that. The other one is the engineer, which is kind of tech-based stuff. But again, everything that we do is meant to be really cool in combat.
Okay.
So it's not just that the soldier gets to do the cool combat stuff and other people do something else. As an engineer, you are overheating enemy weapons. You're causing them to fire on each other and hacking enemy robots and stuff like that. So you create as much chaos in the battlefield as
Very
an engineer
cool.
as anybody else. And the third thing is basically the ability to have biotic powers. And mm-hmm. so biotics is basically like dark energy.
So not bionic.
Biotic.
Biotic. And what are some biotic powers?
So, for example, you can create a singularity, so like a black hole, mm-hmm. around an enemy. And so everything in the level starts to compress in around that particular enemy, and it squeezes them, but they also take physical damage. Everything in this game runs on real-time physics. So when you're doing these things, it's not just that there's the third-person shooter-style combat. It's not
right.
just that you have all these abilities. Those things combine real time through physics. So when you create a singularity, basically a black hole, tiny little black hole near an enemy, you know, office furniture and like objects, safes and stuff start crushing in and swirling around them, and they take physical damage from it. That's just one example. So as you play through the game, you'll come across characters that will join with you, and so you command a starship and its crew, and when you travel across the galaxy, you're deciding where you want to go.
Yeah.
Totally non-linear. But inside your ship, you're taking this squad of six different characters.
Okay.
Then when you want to go out on a mission, you'll pick from those six what two other characters you want to join with you to make your squad of three characters.
And what are your thoughts about Mass Effect so far?
I'm having a really great time playing it so far. Really impressed with what you can do with the characters. There's a lot of different things you can do, you know, not only with the character's appearance, but you can... you know, sort of select your backstory, and it affects your character and how people react to you. So far I'm having a really good time with it.
It's a lot more action-packed than I thought it would be. It's very much almost like Rainbow Six when you're in the middle of the combat, but you have to stop and use all these powers. It's pretty cool. I like it.
What is a galactic codec? Because it just sounds cool.
So, yeah, it's kind of like a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Okay.
Kind of multimedia... introduction, the primer to the Mass Effect universe, and it's actually in the game. So as you're exploring the game and you learn about something, then you get a codex entry, and then you can go into the mission computer, we call it, and inside there is your galactic codex, which is basically like an electronic book, and you can get kind of a little presentation on...
Okay, sort of keep you up to speed on what's going on, the storyline, maybe progresses the story a little bit further, quicker than a cutscene might, perhaps.
It's actually more about, like, if you come across an enemy, or you let's say you're in a hangar, and you look over and you see a starship,
mm-hmm.
or you meet an alien that you've never encountered before, each one of those things will give you a little codex entry, and then if you want, it's completely optional, if you want, you can go check it out and learn a little bit more about the backstory.
Very cool. And finally, what would you say is your favorite thing or favorite feature or favorite part about this game? Like, what do you want people, the audience, to really bring home with this, take home knowing?
Well, I think a lot of people know about the incredible fidelity of the characters and the
animation is unbelievable. I mean, I was reading it and noticing every little, there's a brow move or like you can watch their jaws moving. I mean, it's absolutely a stunning game.
Yeah, and so I think people know that about Mass Effect, but the thing that really blows your mind when you're playing it is when you create your own character and you shape your own face and you really decide who you're going to be, from then on, every time you see all of that stuff, this incredible fidelity of digital acting and whatever, what you're seeing is your character wearing the armor you've chosen, mm-hmm. your face, all of that stuff. And that's when you realize the real depth and interactivity that's there. This is your adventure. This is as close you can be to virtually being in this alternate galaxy.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And we are going to see this in on store shelves. Is it November? What's the release date?
It's November 20th.
November 20th. Look for it, everybody. Mass Effect from BioWare. Xbox 360.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.